I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Deep underwater, about 150 miles off the coast of New England, lie majestic mountains and rock formations deeper than Arizona's Grand Canyon. The area is home to lots of marine life, too, and now there's a new effort afoot to preserve that space. It would be called a Marine National Monument. That's a designation under the U.S. Antiquities Act that the Obama administration is considering applying to two areas off the northern Atlantic coast, the New England Coral Canyons and Seamounts area.
It means that you can't conduct extractive commercial activities.
Lisa Speer directs the International Oceans Program at the National Resources Defense Council.
It means it's off limits to fishing, to oil and gas development, to mining activities, or any other activity that would extract marine or other resources from the area.
Recreational fishing would still be okay under the proposal, but Speer says the ultimate decision on the final rule is up to President Obama. If he goes through with it, it'll be the first marine national monument in the Atlantic Ocean.
Every one of these dives in a canyon is essentially like a stroll through Dr. Seuss's garden.
Peter Oster is a marine ecologist and researcher at Mystic Aquarium. He's explored the New England coral canyons a lot with submersibles, studying deep sea fish and gardens of corals he says come in all types of colors, shapes, and sizes.
We actually still discover new species
of coral and other types of marine life. Today, Oster says there aren't a lot of commercial fishing operations in the area, but he says there are talks of future mining projects.
So let's protect some of these areas before companies begin investing in exploration and planning, and then begin to discuss protecting some of these places.
The NRDC says the president could announce his decision on preserving the coastal space as early as next month. In the meantime, there will be a public meeting on the proposal next Tuesday in Providence, Rhode Island. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.